Hare Krishna. Last night it rained all night, and rained most of the dawn. It's very beautiful, very enjoyable. So much so that I made two recordings, one of the storm and one of after the storm. If you'd like to hear it, it's on the article, so hear them. I spoke earlier of the Vaikuntha breezes, so these must be the Vaikuntha storms. They're very special. I chanted my japa outside on the balcony, back balcony, through the height of the storm. Well, it's covered. But it was raining down on one side, and so I got splashed by the celestial waters of the Vaikuntha clouds. And we're very, of course, we're here. First time I've been here for such an extended period in the monsoon. Last time, I can't remember how long, but we're here in June. I don't think monsoon had really set in. Here, it's not raining every day, considered to be a relatively mild monsoon. Sometimes it doesn't rain, and when it doesn't rain, then it can get very hot, and if there's no wind, it can really get stifling. It's like you hardly breathe. So although I'm not a friend of air conditioning, but I have to admit that it's the first time I've really appreciated air conditioning. Anyhow, just like yesterday. Yesterday it didn't rain. It started raining in the evening, but it was overcast. So it was actually relatively cool, and we bicycled out to Jagannath Temple and had prasadam there. That was very wonderful. Anyway, rains are of two types. One is drizzle, then it drizzles a little, and then it doesn't, and then it drizzles again. And the other is a storm. This morning we had a real storm. Although we've had more, sometimes when it really, really storms, or I leave a window open, then it comes in. And this time it didn't do that. Wind was strong, but it was blowing in a different direction. And before the storm starts, then there's a wind, and you get the notice, maybe only a few seconds, most a minute, before it starts to rain. And when it rains, it really rains, it really comes down. It's a real downpour. This morning it was extremely enjoyable, the sound of the rain falling on the ground, on the marble, the sound of the wind in the back there. We have a forest, and the wind, the leaves rustling against each other. And in the beginning, some birds were singing, but when the wind got very strong, then they stopped singing until it. It sort of died down. And of course there's clouds. That's of the rain comes from. And, well, when we read descriptions of Krishna's body, very often, not always, but very often, the color of his complexion is likened to a monsoon cloud. And it's a fact, monsoon clouds are different than other clouds. They're, well, first of all, there's more than one, usually one layer of clouds. They're multi-layered, and sometimes some go slow and the bottom ones go fast. Sometimes some goes in one direction, others go in another direction. But they're very special in that they're a blue, gray, black color, not like general clouds. They seem to be quite different. Maybe it's the amount of water that they hold, and of course also that they're connected with the town and the season. So they're quite special and very reminiscent of Krishna. And those winds really, and the clouds that I mentioned, they really move fast. They get a little warning, and sometimes you may get no warning at all, and they just come in and the rain starts to come and it's time to close the windows if that's what you want to do, or collect things that are drying outside, and it comes and it goes. Generally the rains are not like long in the sense of just raining forever. They rain for, I don't know, this morning the storm was a half an hour and then it stopped. And it's like that. They come and they go, and then there's the next one. And of course the result of the rains is that everything is lush green. When I went to Vrindavan and saw Krishnadas Maharaj, Vrindavan was, although it didn't rain when we were there, but it was very, very green. You could see that, and there were big puddles and fields were full of water, that there was quite a bit of rain. So very, very beautiful, very pleasing to the eyes, just like the clouds are very pleasing to the eyes. Similarly, these clouds green, lush green is also very pleasing to the eyes. And because it rains a lot, there's very few devotees. This is the time of year when devotees go, and people also don't move around. Of course, that's the tradition, is that whatever people are doing, even sannyasis, if they're traveling and preaching, during the monsoon season, everyone stops and just stays in one place. And you can see why. It's not like, all right, there's a rain, and now we're moving on, and the rain stopped, but it's constantly. Not in one shower, but in many showers throughout the day, unpredictable, and unless you want to get wet, which there's no problem because it's warm, it's very pleasant, it's not cold rain. It's very, very warm rain. Unless you want to get wet, then best is to just stay inside. So that was a little about the Vaikuntha storm, Vaikuntha rains, which we're privileged to see here and be part of. And of course, already done it before. When it really rains like that, then it's very opportune for taking a divya snan. You can just go outside and you can wash, and when it's coming down, there's no shortage of water. And you can really, really clean yourself. And of course, it becomes especially special being here in Sri Dhammayapur. So it's a real samsara dharana lalita loka tanaya karana. Rains of mercy. Hare Krishna.